This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. It seems like there's a group or association for just about every kind of business or social activity these days. So it's hard to believe that there isn't a national organization for the thousands of flight schools, FBOs, and educational institutions that provide flight instruction. The National Association of Flight Instructors aims to change that with its group membership program, which it launched today. NAFI's Jason Blair explains.
So Jason, a new program for NAFI. Explain what it's all about.
A brand new program for NAFI. Traditionally, NAFI has focused on the individual flight instructors, and that has been a wonderful resource for NAFI, and NAFI has tried to be a resource for those flight instructors that are members. But as we look at the flight instruction industry, there's a segment that certainly has not been represented or been served very well, and that is the actual providers of the organizations that provide the home for flight instruction, those that are FBOs and flight schools and academies and universities. They may or may not always have management that is an active flight instructor, but they're certainly involved within the flight instruction community and the provision of the service of flight training. And this is really what NAFI's new group member program is targeted at trying to provide some services to. And we certainly are happy to try and have them as members of NAFI as well. I think there's a kind of a dual street here where we get to provide them services and they get to be a part of an organization that has a long history in working for the improvement of and the continuation of quality flight instruction within the aviation community.
Well, what are the special interests of the providers of the infrastructure for flight training? What sort of services does this program offer?
Well, the program itself is going to come with a number of benefits for those that become NAFI group members. We have broken the group membership levels into three different segments, and it's really targeted not as much in terms of what the services they're going to receive, but in terms of the number of individual memberships that will come with it. What we've done is we've built a membership grouping where the training provider, the flight training organization itself, the business, will get a number of benefits from us. They include passes for AirVenture. They include copies of our Mentor magazine. They'll get a certificate and a plaque for the organization indicating that they are a NAFI group member flight training organization. But more interesting, they're going to get a listing on NAFI's webpage. So we're going to try and drive some marketing to them that way. They're going to get access to the job postings area that NAFI has had for a number of years so that they can try and recruit new instructors to their businesses. They're going to get use of a group member NAFI logo. And even better, they're going to get a marketing package from pilotjourney.com, and they're going to get some partner program benefits from McConnell Aviation. Both of those organizations have partnered with NAFI on this organization or the group member offering to provide some real benefits back to the flight schools. Pilot Journey is an organization that works with flight schools to do marketing and actually works to try and not only market the flight schools but also bring students who are interested in. They come to the pilotjourney.com webpage and look for flight training providers in the areas. They can buy a first flight training certificate, and Pilot Journey actually directs them to the flight school that's nearest them. Along with that, they're going to provide some banner ads on the pilotjourney.com website and some discounts on some of the services that they offer, along with some free press release materials that they'll put out for the flight schools that are NAFI group members. McConnell Aviation has partnered with us to really help the flight schools and the flight training organizations get the services that they use in terms of sales of materials at discounted prices. They've committed to offering some discounts on first orders. They've committed to offering some special discount pricing on flight training kits that flight schools use, and then some free items that will be included in each kit and quarterly promotions to the NAFI group members. So what we're going to find is the NAFI group members, those that join NAFI as a flight training organization for a group member, are going to get discounts on the flight training materials that they would sell to their customers. So it really kind of affects the bottom line as well. So when they come in to be a NAFI group member, they're going to get a big marketing package, they're going to get the discounts from McConnell Aviation, and they're going to get listings on a couple of different web pages to help drive customers to them. Along with this, we've added into it, I mentioned the AirVenture passes, if they do happen to be coming, some of the traditional benefits of a NAFI member, including the magazine and some of the certificates that indicate that they are a NAFI flight training organization and affiliated with. But we also included a number of individual memberships that the flight training organization can hand out to their flight instructors. Certainly want to see flight instructors still being an active part of NAFI. What we wanted to do was provide an opportunity for those group members to actually hand out NAFI memberships to their instructors. What that does is it makes sure their instructors are getting up-to-date current information from NAFI and allows them to have the benefits of individual membership as well without having to go out and purchase it on their own. So not only are they getting some direct benefits, but they're also able to pass some benefits along to their instructors, which we certainly hope brings their instructor corps up in terms of professionalism and simple knowledge within the industry. Most of our publications at NAFI try and keep our instructors up to date on what's happening within the FAA, within the industry, unfortunately sometimes within the TSA. Hopefully we'll have ability to provide them a lot of information on that and really to help them keep current on what's happening so they can continue to provide wonderful instruction to their customers as well.
Okay, the market research that went into this, what did it tell you?
Well, the market research has kind of told us that there's been a gap here for a number of years. I think there have been any number of organizations that have looked at trying to put together some sort of an affiliation or grouping of flight training organizations, whether they're conferences or school organizations. And what we're finding is there's just a gap there. And while I can't tell you that this first step that we're taking is the full end goal of really, you know, building a full organization that would represent all flight interests within the country, it certainly is an attempt to bring into the instruction fold of NAFI the ability to have group members represented and provide them some service from NAFI and provide NAFI the opportunity to stay in contact with them and as we go forward to keep them in contact with each other, hopefully, as well.
Okay, program goes live today, right?
Program goes live today. We're looking forward to it. We're talking with a few charter members at this point and expect that very soon we'll have a press release coming out to add some information about who those first charter members are. I think there's a bright future for this program. We're looking forward to having all of the new group members a part of NAFI and looking forward for NAFI being able to step forward and help try and serve those organizations that are providing flight training and providing the infrastructure for flight training to be possible around the country.
Appreciate the time today, Jason. Thanks very much.
Thanks for yours as well.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.